It is Thursday, October 3rd. I'm Sam Cedar.
And I'm Lucy Steiner. Which one of these stories will you be talking about today?
It was only a matter of time. Trump's loyal number two, Mike Pence, finds himself caught up in impeachment. Meanwhile, House Democrats threaten to subpoena the White House as they get ready to launch a new phase of the impeachment inquiry. And lastly, the cruelty is the point. Trump considers making it nearly impossible for unaccompanied children to apply for asylum in the United States.
You're listening to Majority.fm's AM Quickie, and these are the stories you need to know.
Washington Post is reporting that Vice President Mike Pence told the Ukrainian president during a meeting last month that the U.S. would withhold military aid until the country took a stance against corruption. Pence did not mention the corruption allegations against Joe Biden and his son during the meeting. However, Ukrainian President Zelensky reportedly thought the corruption Pence was talking about was a reference to the corruption investigations into the Bidens that President Trump pushed on Zelensky during a July 25th call. Sources close to Pence told the Post that the vice president was unaware of Trump's efforts to push for the probes into Biden and his son and denied that Pence knew he was carrying a coded message to the September 1 meeting. I doubt it. House Democrats are set to launch a new phase of their impeachment inquiry on Thursday. Former Ambassador Kurt Volker, who until recently was a top State Department representative to Ukraine, scheduled to meet with investigators. More witnesses are expected next week, all for depositions behind closed doors with members of Congress and their staff. Democrats hope the itinerary and other actions, including the prospect of a subpoena for the White House over documents related to the July phone call between Trump and his Ukrainian counterpart, show they mean business about the impeachment. Nancy Pelosi and House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff told reporters on Wednesday that they're, quote, not fooling around, as Schiff put it, and are on course to vote on articles of impeachment that could trigger a trial for Trump's presidency in the Senate.
Majority.fm's AM Quickie is fueled by JustCoffee.coop. Just Coffee is a worker-owned coffee roaster based in Madison, Wisconsin, that has sponsored the Majority Report for nearly a decade. Check out their collection of fair trade roasts, including our own Majority Report blend. And regardless of what you order, receive 10% off your order when you use the code MAJORITY at checkout. And all shipping is free. That's coupon code MAJORITY at JustCoffee.coop.
The Trump administration is considering a policy that could make it harder for unaccompanied minors to obtain asylum in the United States. This according to a proposal obtained by BuzzFeed News. A Department of Justice draft regulation would put a two-month deadline for unaccompanied children to apply for asylum with U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Service officials, a major shift in the current procedure, which does not put a timeline for children to file an application. Currently, unaccompanied children in deportation proceedings get an opportunity to present their claims to the USCIS first, and if denied, get another chance in immigration court, a system long deemed essential by immigrant advocates. If enacted, the change could represent the latest attempt by the Trump administration to keep unaccompanied children from coming to the country and applying for asylum. This despite the fact that the number of unaccompanied children seeking asylum in the U.S. has dropped in recent months. And now for some quicker quickies.
Quicker quickie.
A new USA Today poll finds that Americans now support impeaching Trump by 45% to 38%. And more interestingly, 45% of Americans now support Trump's conviction and removal by the Senate, while just 35% do not. New York Times reports that the White House is moving to begin collecting DNA samples from hundreds of thousands of people booked into federal immigration custody each year for entry into a national criminal database. A 37-year-old man from Cameroon died in U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement custody Tuesday after suffering a brain hemorrhage. This according to congressional documents obtained by BuzzFeed News. And some very important breaking news from TheWrap.com. Conservative commentator Todd Starnes' contract at Fox News, sadly, not being renewed. Starnes' removal comes a few days after he said on his radio program on Monday that Democrats do not believe in the Christian God and instead may worship Moloch, a pagan god often associated with child sacrifice. We're looking into that.
Quicker. Quickie.
That's it, folks. Thanks for listening to the Majority.fm's AM Quickie. Just a reminder, this is the last week you will find the AM Quickie in your Majority Report feed. So go to amquickie.com or iTunes or Stitcher or wherever you get your podcasts and subscribe today. It's important. Lucy?
Thank you, Sam. Don't forget to check out the Majority Report today at noon, wherever your podcasts are found.